Does America owe its edge in military technology to Nazi war criminals brought here after World War II? An important new book shows that while part of our technical edge was homegrown, part came from some 1,600 Nazi scientists who tried to win the war for Adolf Hitler. Operation Paperclip explores the secret military program that hired scientists who used slave labor to build the V-2 rocket and others who used concentration camp victims for human experiments. For more, I'm joined here in New York by Annie Jacobson. She's the author of Operation Paperclip, the secret intelligence program that brought Nazi scientists to America. Annie, such a thought-provoking book. You start at the end of World War II, when, of course, the Americans and Russians are rushing towards Berlin, and there's a different race going on, trying to get a hold of these Nazi scientists.
Yes, we were after what were called ABC weapons, atomic, biological, and chemical. And our secret intelligence programs wanted that information, and we wanted it fast.
And we did a better job than the Russians did in getting most of them. And then this Operation Paperclip was started, first very classified, but then President Truman okayed it with a caveat. He said that we shouldn't be bringing over people who had been Nazi Party members and certainly not SS members. But that seemed to have just been ignored.